morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Today's gonna be fun. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut, where all the wonderful things happen. We got Danielle and her significant other, Greg, all the way from Newport, Rhode Island. That's good stuff right there. My music's just a little too loud. A little too loud, but that's all right. And of course, today we've got a special guest for us. That's right. We got my man Punchy from Brain Stew here on More Like Radio. He's sitting in co-hosting for us today. We're going to have some fun because a lot of things are going on today. A lot's going on. Gotta love it.
Good time.
Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. Enjoy the company. It's fun. You'll love it. I promise. Because all hell's going to break loose. I guarantee it.
I just want to get a quick plug.
Quick plug, huh?
Yeah. Brain Stew Radio Fridays from 8 till Nerd Hour.
Oh, you promo whore. Yeah, we like it. We like the promo whores. You know what? I'm going to turn my cam off because I think it's eating too much of my hard drive there. Well, my RAM, anyway. There we go. Much better. My RAM just went from 90 down to 40, which is good. And I just lost the Ustream, so Ustream's going to be a little bit of a pain in the ass today. So sorry, guys.
Excellent.
Sorry. Well, I'm at least recording the video and I'm recording the audio, so we're good to go. Because today, all hell has broken loose here at More Like Radio.
All hell.
Yeah, not going to lie. Not going to lie. All
like
hell
unfolding as we speak.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I really can't say anything bad about any shows.
No.
It's not who I am.
You don't seem like the type to bash.
Yeah, I'm really not. I could, without a doubt, if I need to, I could. Would I? Probably not. Just because, for me, it's not worth it. But right now, it's just freaking hysterical with the way Twitter's going.
All it took was one fuck-up Friday, and you know what? You can partially thank Brain Stew for this, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
A lot of the people that told me about this probably wouldn't have been listening to the show that's taking a beating if there was a Brain Stew.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right.
Because, yeah, that show is on at the same exact time on another station.
Yeah.
Oh, these texts are getting bad. I mean, these tweets.
Yeah, I really wish I could get the Twitter feed up and show everybody what's going on.
That would be awesome. Can you cover up my face and put up the live Twitter that way?
I can actually probably do both. I might have to mess around with some of the programming, but I'm pretty sure I could do that. just because of what's going on.
First off, let's just say that if you're a night owl, 360 on 420 is going to be a show you're going to want to listen to tonight.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a night owl, stay up and listen to it tonight.
Yeah, if you want to hear good radio and just a great instance of another show beating up on a show, you're going to want to listen to 360 on 420 tonight.
Yeah, I will certainly have to agree with you on that, because it's honestly, you know what? Here's what I think what's going to happen with 360 on 420. I wouldn't even say that it's the Hiroshima bomb. It's going to be worse than that.
Dude, first off, JJ's had a year of pent up just hatred for this show. He's let it out a little bit here and there, and then has been told to stop because at the time this show was on more like radio, and you never want to have too much infight.
Yeah.
It just looks bad. And then when the show left, I just think that they didn't want to make it look like that any show that leaves gets bashed.
Well, that's the thing, and I think all of us were doing really well with that. All of us. Everybody that's on More Like Radio, because we all wanted to do the professional thing and not do anything that would cause any type of stir or problem with any other show or any other online radio station. It's just, you know, it's professional courtesy.
Well, I'm guessing you didn't hear last week's Brain Stew then.
Well, no, I didn't get a chance to listen to it because when you guys are on Friday nights, I'm usually DJing. So it's, you know, I don't get to actually listen to you guys live, but I do get to catch the download at morelikeradio.org. And you can download the feed and go to morelikeradio.com/downloads and catch up with everything because it's fantastic. Shameless plug, number two.
Yeah.
Let's see how many we can do today.
I'm not.
You don't want to be targeted.
Yeah, I'm not saying we directly did stuff, but we may have hinted to listeners that maybe it would be a fun idea to
mess with them.
Chat.
Sure, why not?
Basically, see, what happened was
the real thing. We basically told them without directly telling them.
Go have fun. That's what we did.
Listen, we didn't tell you to, but if you want to, the opportunity is there.
You can do it. We have faith in you.
Just saying.
Word up.
Yeah. So not only has JJ had just a year of pent-up hatred with this show, but they've also taken shots at basically his stepson.
Right.
It's going to be interesting. And not only that, let's just say the owner of More Like Radio, one of the owners, Royce, is pretty pissed off at this show, too. So Friday, when him and Marie are in studio for Brain Stew.
Oh, that's right, because they'll be up here, right?
Yep.
They're going to be in New York, but they're going over to you guys for the studio and just chilling out and, you know, doing whatever they have to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome. Like, Royce and Marie are actually pretty nice people, but they're also really funny and really good, like, with radio sense wise.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've all been in radio for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Oh, Greg, come on. You've been in it for almost a year now. Actually, more than a year.
Yeah, it's been.
Yeah, more than a year.
Almost so a year and a half.
Long enough to not be considered a complete rookie. Like, you've had your rookie season. Now it's your training camp, all right? Now you're trying to entrench yourself into a starting role.
Yeah, I think so. Greg, you know, Greg would have a pretty good show.
He would. It would be hilarious.
Oh, I have ideas.
Well, bring them to the table. You're part of our show. Come on.
Yeah, but I want to get out of this shit. Really.
Just kidding. He doesn't have the energy to do that.
I want to break out of the shadow.
As soon as I can get off the futon this week, I'll look into it.
True story.
I just want to, you know, break out of the shadow and just be on my own, you know? It's good stuff that way.
Why are you making me sound feminine?
Well, someone's got to do it. Might as well be me.
The futon thing wasn't helping, Greg.
What? Because I'm poor? So now you're making poor jokes. That's awesome.
You
I
are
feel
not
welcomed.
Poor.
Hey, I'm poor too, all right?
We're all poor. We live in this.
What is the difference between being poor and just being a poor son of a bitch?
That's a good question, actually.
Good point.
Touche. All right.
Hey, you said it.
So here's my suggestion to everybody who's tuned in live right now. Tonight, what time's 360 on 420 tonight?
They're on from, I believe it's either 11 to 2 or midnight to 3.
All right.
Get JJ in here, and then he'll plug it directly. But I can't remember if they're 3 hours for sure.
Right.
I just haven't been on the show in so long. I don't know if it's they moved up an hour or if they end an hour later than they usually do.
Yeah, but, I don't remember either, to be honest.
It's like Psycho. You're going to want to be there for at least the first 10 minutes.
First 10 minutes? First 10 minutes? No. No, that's going to
go on the whole show.
This is going to be one of those shows that is going to be so groundbreaking for them that it's going to put them on every single map out there.
It's going to be like watching a George St. Pierre fight.
Twitter is going to be so insane during that time period.
And by the way, it's for those who want a clarification, when I say like a George St. Pierre fight, I mean one side is going to be on their back getting punched the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much.
And the side getting punched as someone who's used to it.
Yeah.
All right, I just got word from Cornax. They end an hour later now, so they're midnight to 3.
Thank you, Cornax. Normally he's in the chat room, but he doesn't love us that much anymore.
Get your ass in chat, kid.
Yeah, what up?
See, I've got the fitted. I've got the fitted hat. I can talk black.
I got the fitted hat.
Why are you bragging?
Don't tell me you still have the sticker on the lid.
No. Listen. I don't dress that ghetto.
You're pulling your old school starter jacket out of the closet. You dust it off for old time's sake.
Well, I mean, he is a San Francisco 49ers fan, so yeah.
The half zip.
I almost wore my Kaepernick jersey for this show, but I decided to wear my Cesaro shirt instead.
I'm wearing my Manning jersey, motherfucker.
She doesn't know Cesaro.
I'm wearing pajamas.
Yay, pajamas.
I couldn't wear my pajamas for a live video stream. You can't see shorts unless I'm standing the whole time, and who wants to stare at my ball and shaft area?
Well, there are a few people that were able to see that not too long ago.
What?
They kind of like that. I mean, I know it was Joe, but that's besides the point.
That was fantastic.
That was the greatest picture I've ever seen in so long. By the way, for those that are just tuning in, not, you know,
looking at penises.
Yeah. We're not doing that. We are talking about it. I'm sure Punchy will put that same exact picture up in the chat room from
fucking Rich
the last week ago or so ago. Ustream is being a real bitch today.
Is it?
Ustream. Rich just took a picture, screen cap of me and put, I fought the poll and the poll won.
Wait, he did?
Yeah, in WhatsApp.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he really? Let me see that. I want to put that up there.
For those who don't know, because I haven't had a chance to talk about it on air.
That's awesome.
I had a rough 2-day stretch starting with Friday where I hydroplaned and my car hit a phone pole dead on.
Yeah. How you feeling, by the way?
You know, my right man boob was a little bruised, but, you know. I'm RK Boss. I don't like doing the curved hat look. I like the flat brim look. I prefer that. My head's too big to do the curved rim.
Oh, wow. I just lost Danielle. Skype encountered a problem. She was in the middle of talking. So hold on, D. I'm coming. Hold on.
The problem is Skype, and Cornax says his laptop is still broken, or he'd be in chat.
Aw, bummer.
Cornax.
Bummer.
I got to thank Cornax, by the way, because we are going to be interviewing someone from Friday the 13th Part 2 on the Nerd Hour one of these days.
Who?
I got to look up the character again, but she's one of the main counselors.
Ooh.
Not the main character, but, you know, she's...
I'm a little jealous.
It's going to be awesome. Her name is Lauren Marie Taylor is the actress, and she plays Vicky in Friday the 13th.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous, not going to lie.
I love movies in general, which I've mentioned numerous times.
Well, you know, talking to a movie guy.
Yeah, you know, we're both men of similar ilk, Sully.
Exactly.
What happened?
My Skype crashed. So you're back now, which is good.
Yay.
I love horror movies, though. Like, it's one of my favorite genres to watch. And not being a lunatic, just the fact...
Liar.
Okay, maybe a little bit of that.
I'm sorry, what show are you doing right now?
Touche. Good point. Acknowledged.
And there she goes.
But like the Friday the 13th movies were always a favorite of mine to watch.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Was,
like the Romero zombie movies, like the Italian horror that's out there, like especially Lucio Fulci and Dario Argento.
Ooh, and you're going old school.
Yeah, and then the Evil Dead series of movies.
Love Evil Dead. Now I haven't seen the new one.
Dude, I really like the new one. It's probably the best horror remake to date.
That's what everybody's saying. And I mean, I know Sam Raimi produced it. I do know that.
He did. And now, the thing too, if you watch the movie, the credit scene, it clearly shows that it's almost like either a different universe or just a different set of people. They're not remaking the old story.
Right.
So you could see Ash again.
Well, rumor that I heard anyway was at the end, you heard Bruce Campbell say groovy.
Not just heard.
You saw him?
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, now I gotta watch it.
Yeah, like, it's a short little scene and he says groovy, but it's him. Yeah, you don't just hear him, you kind of see him.
Oh, I can't wait. Now I gotta find it. Is it on Netflix yet?
I don't know if it's on Netflix yet because they do that whole weird, they wait a while, but like I'm sure you could find it through other means.
Oh, I will absolutely be able to find it through other means. I have the resources.
And there's one of the actors in it, who's actually a really good like genre actor. He plays the brother of the female lead. Ooh. And I don't know if you ever heard that guy's ever saw a movie called Dead Girl.
Yes.
I have not.
The actor who plays this character in Evil Dead, it was the main guy in Dead Girl, Shiloh Fernandez.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he's one of the leads in Evil Dead.
Nice. Yeah, I gotta watch it now.
Yeah.
See, unlike Hammy, I watch movies.
Unlike Hammy, I have a collection of movies, and I've seen so almost too many.
But I will give him credit. Last Ham Radio, he did really well with the trivia. He really did.
They did trivia?
Yeah, we did movie trivia. I was the game show host, asking the questions, and it was everybody in the studio, and I was Skyping in, so I was asking the questions, so they didn't see the questions, they didn't see the answers, so everything was fair. And he actually did really well. I was very impressed with him.
I would fail that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but Danielle, it's not your fault.
I know.
Next time, find the list of movies Hammy's never seen and ask questions about all those movies.
Mm. Well, according to the Brainstew Media website that you guys have there, he has the list on his blog. So, needless to say, I could pick any one of those.
And one movie I want to see, speaking of horror movies, though, The Conjuring. I want to see that so bad.
Oh, I've heard so many good things about that.
See, I've heard mixed reviews. I really have. Like, people say it's great, it's scary, but, you know, guys like you and I, Punchy, for us, it would be just another horror film.
But, and you know what, though? That's not a knock so much on the movie as it is just not so much a knock. It's just more we've seen so much.
Yeah.
But I was actually at the New York Comic Con panel for this movie, and like I liked some of the things they did, like legit creepy, eerie sequences. Like, yeah, there were jump scares too, like a lot of recent movies have, but like it gave an eerie feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think that's the biggest problem right now with movies and horror films. Anyway,
they're not as scary.
Well, I think they're also trying too hard.
And they get corny.
Yeah, they get corny. The death scenes really aren't that believable. They're trying to throw a lot of humor into the horror films now. And I don't know. I like the old school, like the old black and white movies, as cheesy as they were for the times. Some of them were pretty scary just with the way they did things, you know? And I'll use Child's Play as a really good example, because that went from really dark and creepy.
Yeah.
To flat out comical, because let's face it, Stephen Dorff playing Chucky in every single movie was fantastic.
Brad Dorff.
Yeah, thank you. Stephen Dorff. Where the hell did I get Stephen Dorff from?
He was the bad guy in Blade. They've got similar sounding last names.
Yeah, you know,
I think the first scary movie I ever watched when I was a kid was Arachnophobia.
Well, yeah, spiders related. Okay, I can see that. Yeah.
And then I saw the movie It. That was horrible.
You went from Arachnophobia to It?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
I got to give you credit on that one. Good job.
It's funny, though. I remember, like, when I was a teen, I was like, oh, yeah, I know, watching Halloween and Jason and Freddy movies. And then once I got towards young adulthood, it was like, oh, look, Zombie or Deep Red or Suspiria.
Yeah. We need to do like a movie night.
There really needs to be an MLR movie night. I know Coletta has been mentioning doing it with one of the movies Hammy's never seen.
I think we should.
That would be fun.
I really do. I think we should, because let's face it, Hammy one needs to watch movies because he's so sheltered.
He does. There's so many great movies he's never seen, and you're like, yeah, I haven't seen those, but I've seen Desperate Housewives because of my wife.
Poor guy.
Yeah, it's a good example, okay? When Christy and I started dating, she's seen movies, but I'm a movie guy, so I love going to the movie theater and watching the movie up on the screen. So, you know, she didn't really do that when she was little. When we first started dating, though, it was every week we were going to see a new movie. I mean, like, every week. And it was fantastic. Some of the movies she liked, some she didn't. I did take her to see her See No Evil.
No.
And she's not a horror film person at all. She hates it.
Wait, See No Evil, was that the one with Kane?
Yes, it was. but you know, she really wasn't scared. She liked it. It was more comical for her than anything.
Well, yeah, because I get Kane is big and imposing, but it's Kane.
But you know what? He actually plays a really good psychotic person.
He does look like he'd play a really good psychotic person.
Yeah. And Dee, have you ever seen See No Evil?
No, I haven't.
If you really want a cheesy horror film, watch See No Evil. I mean, the rumor was they were going to do a sequel after it.
And oh, I'm they like, are.
They are. They
Is officially... it like a spoof?
I don't
no,
know.
It's like no, a legit horror not... movie. But
yeah,
it's
actually like a legit horror film.
No, yeah, he's actually, after SummerSlam, is going to be filming See No Evil 2.
But
the See No Eviling.
But my question is this, and Dee, whether you watch it or not, I'm going to ruin it for you anyway, because...
it's fine.
I know you don't care.
I don't.
The problem is this. His eye got a thing right through it.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be wearing an eye patch.
But it went through his head. He's dead.
No, you can. People have survived worse than that.
Jason Voorhees. Anyway,
Jason Voorhees is dead anyway. That doesn't count.
They could say the same thing.
I thought you were doing a Jason Bourne name drop for a second.
No.
And by the way, the fact that he's filming that movie pretty much confirms that he'll be losing to J.J. Stoner in the Ring of Fire match.
Oh, wow, yeah, pretty much. That's next week, right? SummerSlam?
Yep, next week.
Wow. And that it's also the last Sunday that Markout Radio will be on Sundays.
Yes, it is.
Because they're moving to Wednesdays, which is really cool.
Yes, right? And about See No Evil, RKO Boston says, good movie for a WWE film. Yeah, they do make a lot of shit.
Yeah. I, honestly, out of all of them, I think I'd rather watch that one than anything. But I will admit, I am pretty impressed with the way they did the call. Now, I didn't see it, but not having any wrestlers in it, that kind of helped.
No. David Otunga was in it.
Oh, David Otunga doesn't freaking count.
No, he doesn't. Well, Dead Man Down only really had a small part by Wade Barrett, like him playing...
someone who didn't talk.
Thug number three.
Thug number three.
But, like, that had like, Colin Farrell, Noomi Rapace, and Dominic Cooper, and also Terrence Howard.
Yeah. Now I know why I didn't see it.
Not a horrible cast.
Yeah, but how was the movie?
It bombed.
Well, see, there you go. It bombed. It bombed. Yeah. And lately, Colin Farrell's had a lot of movies that have been bombing.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because he's really not a bad actor.
He's not, and the weird part is the guy who directed it directed the Swedish movie, the Swedish version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Ooh. Really? Because that was really, that was like award-winning for them.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's
horrible. That's bad. You know, I've been ignoring everybody in the chat room. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Sorry, I've been ignoring you.
No, you're not.
No, really, I am.
Hi, chat room. That's what happens when I talk movies with anyone. They ignore chat rooms.
I don't really like ignoring the chat room. They do help us along. I don't refer to them all the time, but it does help along, help push the show along, I guess you could say.
We have funny fuckers in chat.
Well, Cornax is in there. I mean, come on.
Cornax, RKO Boston.
Cornax and I see eye to eye on a lot of stuff about Hammy. So, yeah, honestly, I love everybody at Ham Radio. I just feel really bad for Hammy because we just destroy
everybody
him.
Everybody destroys him.
Hammy takes a beating on most shows on the station.
He does. Well, but that's the thing. And it, like I said earlier, I don't normally just go and attack somebody. You know, unless you step up to me and you do something wrong and you really, like, you really have to piss me off in order for me to attack anything. And I mean, you have to, like, pretty much kill a family member for me to get really pissed off. Okay?
Yeah, you really do have, like, the sunshine mentality.
I do. I always, you know, I see the better in everything. You know, I go, okay, it's just a bump in the road. We'll get through it. It's not a big deal. You know?
Alex, the fart rainbows.
Hey, don't mess with my fart rainbows, all right? They're colorful.
He farts rainbows and shits lollipops.
And chew bubblegum and kick ass.
he makes...
And pisses glitter.
Yeah. He only farts rainbows because he's been eating crayons.
Shh, don't tell anybody. The purple ones are my favorite. They taste like grape. I really do. I feel bad for Hammy. and you know, you really can't even call him the redheaded stepchild of MLR because...
Yeah, Hammy takes a beating from so many people. He's like the Brodus Clay of MLR.
Yeah, but he gives it back, too.
He does. Okay, you know what? Yeah, he gives it back, too. Like, he's actually very quick-witted.
Yes, and that's what I really like that about Hammy, because even though he gets shit on and kicked and punched, piss in his pants with a diaper, everything... I don't know how he's still around.
Here's how he's still around. Hammy has, no matter how much we joke about him flipping out on people, Hammy has thick skin. He's extremely
he
thick
does.
Skin.
He does. Has to.
He's got thick skin and a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And just, like, he does, like, he just has no problem doing something for good radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That I will say, he will certainly take one for the team no matter what.
Cornax, now that Susan Dean is gone, Hammy gets the most beatings on MLR.
Oh,
shit.
Oh no.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say, even though Royce gave JJ the permission to unleash the beast, it's fair game for everybody.
It's fair game for everyone, yeah.
To be honest, I think it would be fair game. You know, and I really don't have anything really wrong with anybody that was on the station or is on this station, because I really don't. I think I get along pretty well with everybody here, you know?
You do. You're a nice guy.
Why, thank you. I try.
He's a jerk.
Oh, shut up, you. You brat.
That I am.
Yeah, but I love you.
I know.
We've been friends for so long.
Yeah.
Ever?
Aren't most girls brats at some point, though?
Yeah.
Well, I was being nice. Normally, she's a bitch.
Yeah. I've been called worse.
You don't live
Same explanation.
Well, Greg, that is true. I don't live with her.
Because it is awesome.
I know, right? Especially when she gets into her bouncy stages and you just can't stop her.
I know, and I'm like going crazy.
And then my Michelle 80s. And Sandy come by.
Come on.
And then the she sisters come over.
Her head, she drops like a fly and she's out for an hour.
Mom.
Shut up. Don't start that.
Too late. It's already queued up.
She's been doing this weird laugh lately. She sounds exactly like Cleveland.
Don't say that.
Really?
He's such a liar.
The one he does in like the opening theme song for the Cleveland show.
Really?
He's a lion.
No. Greg does not lie when it comes to stuff about you.
Oh, this is true.
Lewis.
And
Lewis. Mom.
There goes.
Mom.
The pillow.
Mommy. Mama.
You say babe, Mama. Like I'm going to fucking help you.
Mama. Ma.
You must Ma. Be a drag woman.
Ma. Mom.
I can't do this.
Mom. Mommy! Mama!
No.
Mama!
What? Hi.
You do not take those headphones off during my show. What's wrong with you?
I'm on crack, apparently.
I just saw a glimpse of Demanding Sully.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I was there.
You do not take your headphones off during my show.
Yes, you do not take your headphones off during my show. Only when it's time for a break. Which we still have a while, because we only do one break now.
What, you used to do more than one break?
Well, we used to do, when I was on another station, it was still a two-hour show, and we had to play music, too. So we would talk for about 15, 20 minutes, take a break, and then talk for another 15, 20 minutes, take a break.
Take a break, yeah.
And because we had to do the sponsors, we had to do the commercials, and we were one of the highest-rated shows on that station. And it was awesome. Fridays, we did a four-hour show.
Yep.
So we were Monday through Friday. It was fantastic. I really feel bad for some of the people because they had to put up with me for 4 hours. But it worked. It was great. It was entertaining. I had the music going. I was able to play it because we had the licensing and so on and so forth. So it was fantastic. And we would have the dumbass of the week Monday through Friday, and everybody who listened to the show was able to vote on Friday for their favorite dumbass. And it worked out really well. And then I said something.
Uh-oh.
I said something, and I do have the audio for it. It's somewhere in the hard drives, but I do have it, where we had Gary Hoey on the station. And he's a great guitarist. We'll never argue that fact. Ever. We'll never argue it. Because he really is. He's a great guitarist. He knows his shit. And he puts out good music. Well, JT had said that when I was about to stop the show, that I should play a song from Gary Hoey's Christmas album. I have this thing where I'm a traditionalist when it comes to Christmas music. I don't want to hear rap artists trying to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't want to hear, you know, Twisted Sister going Jingle Bell Rock, which, and I love Twisted Sister. I do. I love all that type of music, except for the rap. Rap is crap. Okay? But.
All right, Double J.
Well, I was saying it before him, all right? Just putting it out there. But it's true. Rap is crap, and I hate rap. I do. If I had that song, I would play it.
I hate rap. Really, that we're supposed to think that that's Jeff Jarrett Really?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. Keep going on. But I said these words at the end. I said, well, I don't have any of his Christmas music. But in my opinion, that type of music should not be made because I'm a traditionalist when it comes to Christmas music. Don't get me wrong. He's a great guitarist. I personally feel that I would not have that music because I don't like that type of music. Well, woo, the manager at the time, he said, you know, we just had him on the air. You really shouldn't have said something like that. You're not in trouble or anything. It's just the mere fact that we just did an interview with the guy. And I said, okay, it'll never happen again. You know, quick and easy. Then the owner called.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And the owner starts, you know, trying to find out what happened. And I went to tell him, and then he kept cutting me off and cutting me off and cutting me off. And the one thing I despise is when I'm trying to tell something and you're cutting me off so I can't say it. So I finally said, stop, over the phone, really loud. And he hung up on me. That's number two. You don't hang up on me. If you want an answer, shut up and I'll give you the answer. You know? He calls back. Are you ready to talk to me? And I went, all right. Strike three. Here we go. No, I'm not ready to talk to you because you're a fucking idiot. Said, you don't hang up on me. You don't cut me off. I'm trying to tell you something. Shut up. And he hung up on me again.
Oh, my God.
And I went, all right, that's it. I'm done with the station. You won't even let me talk? Fine. I put on my Facebook, my personal Facebook, due to some people not listening, I'm resigning my position at Hua Radio, effective immediately. And I sent it to all the managers and posted it on Facebook. He starts berating some of my personal friends and family my personal Facebook on that feed.
What?
I made him look like such an asshole because he just kept going and going and going and wouldn't shut up. And finally, a day later, he goes, you know, we'd really like you to come back to the station. I said, no.
Are you serious? Like, that, wow.
I'm like, you got a lot of balls.
I was going to say, that's ballsy for him to treat you like that and then ask you to come back.
Not only treat you like that, but also, like, berate the people you know like that.
Oh, yeah. Now, Hua Radio was a military-based radio station. And it was really good. It was. Their mission was there. I had a ball. I really did. And I loved the people that I worked with. However, when an owner starts berating their listeners on a public forum such as Facebook or Twitter, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say some people deserve that because some people do. You know, MLR's had some people, I'm sure, that just, you needed to shut them up. So the only way to do it was to fight fire with fire, you know? But to actually berate people you really don't know or talk to on a regular basis, hide behind your service to the country, that you lose so much respect for.
Yeah.
And to demand respect for serving the country in the military, that I draw the line to. I'm a military guy. I don't go flaunting it because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need respect from people just because I was in the military. I earn respect because of the way I am.
You know? By the way, I didn't know that actually.
Oh yeah. I was a part of the Coast Guard. Yeah. It was short because I got medically discharged because I got sick, but I was still a part of the Coast Guard. Once you're in the military, that's it. You're in.
Yeah.
Even if you're out, you're still in. You know? And I will back the military up left and right. That's just the way I am. I'm very, very patriotic, you know? But to demand respect from people because of that, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, it's like, relax, Jesse Ventura.
Not even that.
I'm a Navy SEAL, even though they were called frogmen at the time. I went underwater and blew things up. Let me into this highly classified place that's way above my pay grade.
The governor, ladies and gentlemen, cross promotion here. This is a cross promotion show. That's what we do.
Cross promotion, fuck out of stuff.
Well, you know, I want to do that. You know, I like having other show hosts on. I think it's a good idea.
It's fun.
You know, because you get different views from everybody. You know, JT, he's MIA because he's got work. Adam, he's MIA because he's in the Army. Nothing you can do.
Cross promotion is a good thing, contrary to what former shows in MLR would have you believe.
That's true. Not going to mention any names.
Not going to mention any names live from the ward, but...
but, you know, that show... they, well, you know.
That show live from the Borg.
Oh, shit.
And here we go. The first shot has been fired right here on The Sully Show. Good luck, folks.
That was refreshing fired... Twitter now.
That was fired across the bow.
And it did not miss. Because I'm sure they're listening. Yeah. Whether it's the show or not, you know, whether they download it, I'm sure they're listening.
They'll listen at some point.
Yeah. You know,
or somebody will listen and mention it to them.
I like to be the mediator. That's it. This show is the mediator, okay? I say, have fun.
Good luck, folks. We're going to sit back and laugh.
Good luck, folks. We'll keep you updated.
D, you saying that they have someone listening and telling them what's going on would insinuate that they have a dedicated following who actually likes them.
Still not a poll.
The point.
I mean, who said that?
By the way, here's a Punchy's Sunday morning or afternoon ramble about something.
Oh, okay. I need music for that.
And here it is. What's a better color? Red, blue, green, or yellow?
Ooh. D?
Poll closes at midnight.
Dude, post that in the fan page, please.
Oh, that's awesome.
Post that in the fan page, please. Just post it in the fan page. That's going to be great. Oh, my God. We're screwed.
Yeah, no, pretty much.
Well, no, we're not screwed.
Oh, why? What, are they going to make a character based on you in her new shitty novel?
You know what? I will take that as a compliment, and I will also be very insulted.
You guys will be minions of Carrie Ann.
Wait a minute. I want to be a minion.
I want to be a minion, too.
The minions of Carrie Ann in the new Rise of the Spyrees book.
I could see me about...
Up a baby, up a boy, up a boy, up a boy, up a boy.
I feel bad because I didn't realize that we were going to all get the clear go to go after them, and I'm kind of a wild card when these things go on.
Yeah. And like I said, yeah, I'm the type that... As long as I'm not really being attacked, I'm just going to sit there and watch because I like to do the sneak attack. And the sneak attack can be very brutal. And I mean very brutal. You know, Steve did help me out a lot when it came to my student film earlier in the year. He did. And it was great. He did what I asked everybody to try and do for me. And it was fantastic.
He's got a really good voice, and before some of the stuff went down, we were going to have him be the voice of the new Brain Stew intro. But shit went down, and Andy, basically a sports show, which used to be on here until they flaked out, but...
And I like those guys. Those guys were great.
Yeah, you know, sometimes things don't work out. But
right. It happens. But
I mean, like, this isn't a life in the morgue situation where one side was in the wrong. It didn't work out. He did it and nailed it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh. I haven't heard that. Do you have it?
Marianne just tweeted something.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Can I read it or should I not?
Wait a minute. I might have a breaking news thing. Hang on. I think I might have a breaking news music bed here. Let me pull up one of my many programs. Cause I want the breaking news music with this. I think it'd be freaking great. And now, from the studios where Sully just sits on his ass and does nothing, the Twitter feed update brought to you by Danielle. See, that would work really great.
It would.
Here is the Sully Show Twitter update. This is brought to you by CZW Wrestling with people who do hardcore wrestling stuff. Take it away, Danielle.
Wait. I need music. Hold on. It's coming up. It's coming up. I'm getting it. It's a program that I haven't used for audio in years.
Well, take four.
Take 500,000. This is how we do radio, folks. You don't like it? Tough. All right, let's see here. Stingers. Jingles cinematic. Here we go. Breaking news. This just in from Twitter. Danielle?
This is from Marianne, who posted it 44 seconds ago. I don't get it. MLR supported you the entire time on the station, and now you bash them? You know the can of worms you just opened, right? Dun, dun, dun.
And now, from the studios in Bristol, the Twitter update with Danielle. Danielle, take it away. See, it works out really well.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it going. We gotta be like, yeah, bring on the news, baby.
Yeah. New segment.
Yeah. Twitter update feeds. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
See? That's what happens when great minds think alike.
And by the way, I just want to point out that attacking this station is never a good idea.
No.
Just if you look at the collection of shitsters and people who are used to radio wars that are on this station. Like, you've got Royce.
Royce alone!
You don't want to fuck with him. Mersh, you don't want to fuck with him. The guys in the red, you don't want to fuck with them. JJ Stoner is a relentless attack dog when it comes to radio wars. You don't want to mess with him. Me and Hammy.
Well, we do want to mess with you guys because you guys are just freaking hysterical.
Yeah, but when we're in a fight, we are just brutal.
But you have to be. You know, you're being attacked.
And also Marianne. Never.
I don't. Yeah, she's from up in Boston. All right, as a New Yorker. All right.
She's an Italian from Boston.
Yeah.
You don't want to
call
that to begin with. Like, she could, like, she's like the female Royce where she could ruin you.
That would be awesome. I'm enjoying this. I really am. If you haven't noticed already, folks. Okay.
And you've got the rest of the Hippo Juice related show crew.
Fifth Circle, which are, the same people.
They're all witty and hysterical. You've got Cousin Joe and his people on his show.
All right. Out of all the shows here on MLR, since you've been here the longest, you've known everybody longer, which show would be sacrificed in the radio war? Because, you know, you're attacking a station, so obviously all the other shows are going to back the station no matter what.
Yeah.
But which show out of all the shows would take the most damage without even, like, kind of like Pearl Harbor?
Hmm.
You know, they're the show that is there, and then just all of a sudden it's gone because they were attacked out of the blue and nobody knew about it.
I don't see any show taking damage, the station taking damage like that in this. The only show that I could see attempts of a retaliation going towards from the live from the slaughterhouse, as we call it on Brain Stew Camp. The only show that they're probably going to attack, aside from taking little pot shots here and there at the station, is 360 on 420.
Yeah, but you know what?
But that 360 on 420 alone could end that show.
I was about to say, you know, they get a lot of, they've got a lot of loyal listeners.
A ton of loyal listeners. Like, what's going to happen now is basically all the shows on MLR that like doing this kind of stuff crossing the streams.
Cross the streams. I have that soundbite too.
Like, of course you do.
Well, come on. That's basically what's
gonna happen. And it's going to be epic.
I have to. I got to play it. I mean,
broke the fall.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
All right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
I love that movie. I mean, after all, Hammy's seen it finally. I mean, who said that?
Yeah, right. It took him so long to see it, though. My favorite like sci-fi movie from the 80s, though, like as far as like aside from Blade Runner and Ghostbusters, though, RoboCop.
There you go, RoboCop. I'm a little weary on the remake.
And live from the slaughterhouse, dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Oh man! Wow, we gotta go to break soon.
Already? Red Sox,
I'm sorry, I've been making this like an attack show, but Red Sox, you have all the hosts, and you have also have the listeners who are assholes that will attack. Also,
yeah, yeah.
Like, if you listen to last week's Brain Stew, I merely made a suggestion.
Suggestion?
Is that what you call it these days?
That's what I call my shit stirring. All right. I merely made a suggestion, and Red Sox, Butt Monkey, and I think Roy Black on crack were all in the other station's chat, posing as me, Hammy, and Coletta.
Oh my God, that's hilarious!
And one of them was posting just repeatedly, Joe's balls. It was hilarious.
Oh man, yeah. Honestly, I don't know why we couldn't have all just been professional. Yeah, they took the first shot. It's fair game now, you know.
Yeah, it's fair game now. Now
the cans are open and everyone's just gonna go to town.
Like even when I was shit stirring, I was careful to not do a call for a direct attack.
Right. Yeah, you were having fun.
Yeah, we were having fun at their expense and involving listeners. We didn't directly say attack.
Yeah.
Although, let's face it.
Red Sox 86 in the chat room, he made it a very good point. He said MLR is a family. When one member is attacked, everyone attacks back. And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that love to do what we do. Some of us are great. Some of us are mediocre. Some of us are eh. Yeah. But we all do this because we love to do it. We love to have fun.
MLR is like the NWO. Like if someone might be at a slight disadvantage, the rest of the faction comes in, and then all of a sudden a show's getting spray painted.
Yeah, I'd have
to. That's a great comparison.
I'd have to agree with you on that one.
Although I give Brain Stew the comparison to the Shield.
That's right. We're walking down the aisle. Oh, yeah. For life.
Life from the morgue is like the mid-carder who's just going to take a beating because Hogan wants to do a promo.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
Like, Kevin Nash is going to jackknife him out of the ring.
But that would be fun.
It would be fun. And then Scott Hall will just pose because he's drunk.
Did you say because he's drunk?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on. You're...
Yeah.
Actually, you know, from what I hear, he's actually doing pretty well with DDP Yoga now.
He is. Well, I think he was living in the accountability crib with Diamond Dallas Page for a while.
Right.
And
well, that's what he did with Jake the Snake.
Yeah, and there was that fundraiser he did to get the replacement hip Scott Hall need and stuff, too. So, like, that was pretty cool. And DDP Yoga works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it works. I would love... Yeah. I got to have some guests on the show. I really do. I got to talk to Hammy about the brain stew number, because right now I just can't afford to get a phone number, especially with planning the wedding and everything. I'm like, oh, I really want people to call into the show.
I'm sure that wouldn't be a problem, Hammy. He wouldn't mind at all. I mean, Man Cave uses the number. Ham Radio uses the number. The Nerd Hour uses it.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, you guys are all pretty close together, and you know, you've all welcomed us.
Yeah,
as part of the family.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Hammy's had issues with one of the shows I mentioned, but he still lets them use the number.
Yes. Well, we all know that problem. Where's that sound plate when you need it? Oh, wait. Ham Radio has it. See what we're doing here, folks? Cross-promoting. That's what we do.
That's what we do, former show who's suddenly cross-promoting it in his new station. But don't worry. That won't last. I should have saved that for tonight.
Oh, are you calling into 360 on 420 tonight?
Oh, I'm back on the show because I lost my job.
Oh, well, there you go. Makes sense.
A little bit of positive.
Hey, that makes two of us. I just got laid off.
Oh, yeah. The layoff happened the day after the car accident, so I'm batting 1,000.
Ugh.
Really? I'm losing files again?
Is your hard drive the Hammy 2.0?
Honestly, I think it is.
This file's corrupted. Destroy it. # Hammy logic.
Nah, I think what I got to do is I got to go through my my audio program, take all the files out, and then reload them back in. That's really all I'm gonna... Start from scratch, you know. Gotta love it, you know, especially when I'm trying to go to commercial and I can't. Cause it's not
that's right,
working.
That's right, though. What? I'm a yapper. I can.
Oh, yeah, we did pretty good last time when we were trying to go to commercial.
Did fantastically well.
But I want to go to commercial before 1 o'clock.
We got 4 minutes.
Let's see. Let me see if that works. Nope.
CZW Wrestling. Do you want hardcore wrestling, or do you want to just listen to this promo to hear which wrestlers are now signed to WWE? Sammy Callahan. Go to CZW Wrestling's website because they pay their sponsorship bill, unlike RevoSig.
Ho ho. Oh, too soon? Maybe not. Maybe not.
There's never too soon. So just remember that Friday show when you announced a partnership that led to the pot shot you took at MLR.
I mean, what? Who said that?
I want to say hi to Bunky, who's in the chat room.
Hey, all right, Mr. Bunky.
He actually finally made it over here.
About time.
Wait, how long has the Sully Show been on MLR?
Since the end of December, actually.
Bunky, come! I don't even know Bunky. Why am I scolding him for taking so long?
Because he's always over in Ustream.
Yeah,
and he never comes over to this one. But none of us are in Ustream anymore, so.
Well, because that's the thing. I wanted to use the More Like Radio chat because I'd rather have them in that chat room than the Ustream because I can't observe two chat rooms while I'm doing everything else. Hence why it's the Sully Show, because I had to explain that to somebody. Unbelievable. People, I've got sound bites that I do, like this.
At least I have chicken.
Okay. I also have camera angles that I change, like this. See? And then I'm also running the audio feed that people on their TuneIn when they're in their cars on their smartphones can listen to. I mean, look, Punchy's up on the screen now. I had to program that. See? It's what I do. That's why it's my show. Oh, wait, I gotta get Punchy. Do that again, Punchy. You were dancing.
Look at
it. Punchy's like, yes, 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 yes. See, that's what I do.
That's what I
do. That's what I do.
Apparently on Cousin Joe, I missed it, but apparently they were pointing out that Mark Henry looks like the Black May.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Well, with that, we're going to go to break. I got my commercials lined up. I don't think I got them all in there, but I'm working on it. I got to redo the whole thing. So, anyway, when we come back, we are going to do the stupid calendar. We got the dumbass of the week, and we have a video that D found for us. Thank you, D. That because last week was Shark Week, so, you know, we got to talk about sharks. We got to. So I got so I got a nice video for all of us to watch as well. And when we come back, we'll keep having more fun because that's what we do. You're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back. Maybe.
Not.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hi, I'm Kitty from Lust and Love, where we like to talk about everyday topics.
Everyone was getting shit-faced and they were stroking my dickhead.
My fucking vagina is swollen, okay?
I think my favorite place is the anus. Of course I'd pop that pussy.
She said she had her ass cheeks spread out and she was, you know, putting the wax on it, and as soon as she went to go pull the wax off, she went...
Listen to us live Mondays from 10 to midnight on morelikeradio.com. Punto com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with,
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God. What?
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not painful
as
that!
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Ben on that zone on Twitter.
Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty, Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
You know Mary Magdalene was a whore.
Right.
Well, we had to do the whole, for Easter time, we did a play on, you know, the stages of the cross and all that shit. I was Mary Magdalene. Oh my God.
Oh, you must have had your hand up for a month waiting to play that part.
Does that just freaking make the most sense in the world for me now?
Tune into Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. Uh-oh. Is that true?
Yes.
Is what you just told me, Punchy, true?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Should we?
Ask now.
Should we tell him to call in?
Who?
JJ.
Oh boy, yes, of course. I could have told you that one.
Oh boy. This should be interesting, huh?
I'm just going to make sure he's not like doing anything that would prevent him Skyping him right now.
Alright.
Like if there's like people around. You know, but he signed on, so I'm assuming.
Alright, welcome back to the Sully Show. Oh, we're having a good show today. I want to thank Punchy for sitting in today.
Thanks, welcome, man. Sir.
Brain Stew, what is it, 8 to Nerd Hour, right?
8 till Nerd Hour, and then the Nerd Hour. End of Brain Stew till 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it seems. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. For everybody who's trying to watch on the Ustream, I'm sorry. I'm having a lot of problems with the Ustream today. I don't know why. It's just saying I got low bandwidth, with just it just isn't the case.
By the way, I mean, the answer from JJ. I don't have anything set up at the moment. Sorry.
It's all right, JJ. It's all right. It's all right.
Just get yourself ready for tonight.
Yeah. Go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. You can download all the wonderful podcasts here at More Like Radio, including my show, The Sully Show, as well as Mark Out Radio, Brain Stew, Dutch and Royce, Hippo Juice, some classics, MLR Classics, Nerd Hour, Antisocial Gamer Radio, Alcohol by Volume. We got lots of good shows. Lots of good shows. The Red, Lead Speakers, we're all around there. We're all around there. Ah.
Meanwhile, or you can go to other stations and listen to...
Crap.
Or you can be put to sleep. Why not?
Your choice.
Why not?
Again, wild card.
Hey, you never know, all right?
Just saying. Anything is possible, man. All right? Anything is possible.
Everything's real to me, damn it.
Bless you.
What?
Sorry, Monster sneezed.
Well, why is Monster sneezing?
I don't know. She does this thing when she wants to go OUT. She'll start doing this cute little sneeze thing, and then she'll start hitting me with a paw.
I'm guessing you say you spelt it out, because if you said the word out, the dog would start going crazy.
She would have been seen.
Yeah.
So I have to spell it.
That's why with Monster, you have to be careful. Especially when we're recording stuff, because you'll get something like this.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Monster.
And I was just from Monster wanting to go OUT.
OUT, because JT tricked me into saying the word OUT, and I said it, and then all of a sudden she started.
Didn't you just take a video of her doing that yesterday?
Yes.
Did you post it anywhere?
No. Oh my god, I have the funniest video of her.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Get off the table.
Yeah, get off the table.
Hey, D, if someone were admitting they were gay, what would you call it?
Them admitting that they were openly gay?
No.
Nice try. But I'm not going to say coming OUT of the closet.
You've been sitting there this whole time coming up with that one.
That came up on the fly.
Yeah, right, I'm not going to fall for it.
All right. Yeah,
I mean, I didn't have much time to actually think something that elaborate. So.
Hey, you know what? At least you admitted it, and that's okay.
Admitting is the first step to quitting.
Exactly. All right,
P-Rock. So Wednesdays from 9 to 11. There first step to quitting is admitting.
Word.
You have an alcohol problem.
Hey, you know what? Sooner or later, something might happen.
By the way, that was for cross promotion to plug the Red.
And we love the Red.
Yes. Even if they set the record for certain words uttered on radio.
Like what?
Like what?
Oh, come on.
So let's just say Stan Marsh's dad on the heat for saying it.
All right. I can see that. All right. Well, we still got a lot to do, so let's get the stupid calendar out of the way. Why not?
It's stupid calendar time.
Yay. Now, Punchy, you've never been a part of the stupid calendar.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never done this before.
But you've heard it, obviously. And basically, I have this wonderful stupid calendar with, I do the whole week. So, you know, it's good stuff like that. And it's basically a couple of different sayings, and, you know, you chime in. So, here's for Monday, August 5th, the politician Sarah Palin attempting to explain her support of the bank bailout of 2008.
Oh.
So this should be fun for everyone involved.
Yay!
Especially with how long this is. And I quote, "That's why I say I, like every American I'm speaking with, were ill about this position that we have been put in, where it is the taxpayers looking to bail out. But ultimately, what the bailout does is help those who are concerned about the health care reform that is needed to help shore up the economy. Helping the, oh, it's got to be about job creation too. Shoring up our economy and putting it back on the right track. And trade, we've got to see trades as opportunity, not as competitive scary thing. But one is five jobs being created in the trade sector today. We've got to look at that as more opportunity. All those things under the umbrella of job creation. This bailout is a part of that."
Hey, you know what it really did, though? It meant printing up more money, Sarah, which meant devaluing the dollar, because now there's more of the dollar out there than there should be, because you decided to print up extra money to bail out these goofy banks who were so irresponsible with their money to the point where, yeah, okay, they paid off a little bit of their deficit with it and then gave executives bonuses just for being so bad at their job that it got them extra government money.
Well said.
Very well said. Ow! He just bounced a tennis ball off my head.
And I missed it. Do it again.
No, don't do it. Okay, do it again. Ow. okay, that's enough.
That was awesome. Do it again.
Okay, do it again. Ah, okay.
Thank God I'm recording. All right, this one is for August 6th. This is actual Malaysian and Venezuelan brand names.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Battleship canned squid. And Terra soda. Battleship canned squid and terror soda.
What?
Yep. Terror, as in like, ah! Yeah, terror.
That's a scary meal.
Scary drink. I wouldn't want to touch that shit. The hell's wrong with that? Ugh, terror.
No, you want to see something canned that's scary?
Coletta?
No. I said canned and scary. Not something that looks scary that's the size of a can.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got confused. I apologize.
It's called a Sweet Sue canned whole chicken.
Ew.
Trust me.
Ew. That kind of just gave me like, ugh, gross. Ugh.
Oh, that is disgusting.
What are you saying that's disgusting to?
In the chat.
The picture of the canned whole chicken.
That's kind of gross. Not gonna lie. Ew.
Quit, eat that. It's just so slimy.
Actually, when you're done with the stupid calendar, I've got a story that we can go off from that with.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
This is for August 7th. This is from the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce webpage. Below is a list of cost-saving ideas the chamber continues to share with the mayor and city commissioners. Number one, align benefits of city workers with the realities of the private sector. Number two, implement across-the-board wage cuts.
Oh.
Number three,
okay.
Eliminate our community's children. Go.
What?
Yep. Number three. Eliminate.
Are you serious?
Eliminate our community's children.
What did he think the outcome of that statement was going to be?
Less kids running around?
Yeah, like, what?
Kill all the children!
How does he propose to do that?
With lollipops. Poison.
Poison the ice cream in the ice cream truck?
Don't mess with the ice cream, man.
Oh, are you kidding? I still ran outside like I was 7 when I hear it.
True story. Went to a pig roast yesterday. They had an ice cream truck come.
That was awesome.
It was awesome. See all these drunk idiots buying ice cream. It was awesome. Okay. This is for August 8th. Journalist Dan Rather. I love when we have the celebrities in... journalism and game shows and all that wonderful good stuff. Obama's a nice person. He's very articulate. This is what's been used against him. But he couldn't sell watermelons if you gave him the state troopers to flag down the traffic.
Oh my God.
Go.
That is both hilarious and just dumb to say.
Yeah. Like, what was he thinking?
Yep, Obama's a nice person. He's very articulate. This is what's been used against him, but he couldn't sell watermelons if you gave him the state troopers to flag down the traffic. Oh, Dan. What the heck just happened? We lost Punchy!
No!
We lost Punchy!
Bunky said it looks like a 50 cent dinner in a can.
We lost Punchy. Let's try to get him back.
Yeah.
But I don't want Mike. Ah, we lost Punchy completely.
Oh, no.
I guess we were picking on Obama too much.
The government shut us down.
Those damn government bastards.
They are spying on us.
Big Brother is watching. Whoa.
Whoa, what was that?
I have no idea. I think that was him disconnecting. Let's try again here. Let's try and get him back on. Yeah. What the heck is going on here? Wow, my RAM on my computer just went up to 999%.
Oh, boy.
Wow, what is going on here?
What the heck do you have running?
Not a lot. Not a lot at all.
Is there like some crazy upgrade going on that you don't know about?
No, because I don't upgrade my Skype. Let me see if it was my Skype that just went kaput.
Because that happened to me earlier.
Yeah, but that was on the computer you're on. You're on a completely different computer.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, the Ustream's being a little pansy bitch. I'm still connected to the server and everything, so we're doing good there. I wonder what the heck just happened. Yeah, I lost him out of the. I lost him completely. I think he just lost all internet service.
Marie goes, of course, Punchy broke it.
Welcome, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
It's been a while. Damn it, Punchy.
Freaking jerk face.
You broke shit.
Marie said, just blame him for everything.
I think I'm going to have to. I mean, he's part of the show today, so that's how he got his name in the first place. That's true.
He's the MLR punching bag.
All right, he came. He's back on, so let's see if we can get him back on here. That's awesome. He's... Oh, man. See, I can't even do the Sully effect on that one.
No.
Got that?
What happened, dude?
My internet kind of cut out.
Uh-huh, sure. Blame it on the internet.
I have a shitty Windows 7 laptop, and just the network adapter always shits out, and I have to reset it.
Cornax just said, lies! RKO Boston, hashtag save Punchy.
Save Punchy.
That's awesome. We should definitely start that.
It'd be like, save Ferris. Save Ferris. Save Ferris. JJ Stoner just came in the chat room. Punchy closed BitTorrent.
No, actually, the problem with this, the only browser that I can use on here that's not Internet Explorer, I really should upgrade. It's called Torch, which is a torrent browser.
Okay.
But torrent's off.
Now that we have recovered from the Sully effect.
Just making sure my sound waves still work.
Hashtag Black Punchy.
Jesus. What the
That's
hell
what
is
I do.
Bogging down my system so much? I mean, I plan on getting more RAM for the computer anyway, but wow, that's... I mean, I got 8 gigs of RAM in this thing, and I can go up to 32. All right, this is for... August 9th.
Hold on.
What? Just so you can see what's going on. What is he doing to you?
Oh, my God. He just beat the shit out of me with my Giants pillow.
He doesn't leave marks.
Like that. Doesn't leave marks.
Oh, my
sure.
God. Oh.
Oh. Oh, wow. All right. This is August 9th. Hashtag Black Punchy. So, on with the show. Thanks, Marie. And I just lost... I think I just lost everybody. Internet connection problem. I think it's me. Punchy, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still there. I'm saying there's an internet connection problem.
Yeah, your video just went...
Well, it was saying the connection is too slow for good video quality.
I wonder what the heck's going on here. If Punchy is done grinding the show to a halt, I think it's everything. I think I'm having some bad internet connection.
I just think everyone's internet connections are just shitting out right now.
What the hell? It's only the beginning of the month.
And hurtful, Marie.
Aw, don't let her get to you. Hashtag, this is going great.
This is going great.
It kind of is. Yeah. I really don't mind talking about all the tech problems we have. First, Ustream is being a bitch. Now I'm losing people on Skype.
He's losing people left and right. This is getting ridiculous.
Show gone. Internet connection problem. There's a problem with the internet connection between you two. Hold on while we're trying to get the call back. Unbelievable.
Well, I can, while we're waiting for that, I can do the list that I sent you. Or do you want to continue with the calendar?
Well, we can finish the calendar. We only got three more days to go.
Yeah.
So this is an actual headline. We are centralpa.com. It's a WTAJ news website. And the headline is Butts Arrested in Boob Murder Case.
What?
Yep. Butts Arrested in Boob Murder Case.
That is awesome.
And go.
There's not much more you need to do with a headline like that. All right? I guess T finally killed A. Or is it the other way around?
Other way around.
I'm guessing it's spelled B-U-T-T-Z.
No, it's B-U-T-T-S.
What?
Yep. I can prove it.
And how is the last name Boobs spelled?
Boob. B-O-O-B. Boob.
Oh, butts, my God.
Butts arrested in boob murder case.
I could picture why Butts would want to kill somebody, because I would hate having the last name Butts. I'm sure that person's nickname was Seymour.
Yep, Seymour. Look at that. Butts arrested in boob murder case. B-U-T-T-S. Arrested in boob murder case. Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yep. That's how it goes. JJ Stoner, hashtag still better than live from the morgue.
He's right.
I'm trying. I'm out of a lot of tech problems. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Sully, you don't have to try to be better than live from the morgue.
Oh, thanks, man. Kiss ass. Hashtag be there. All right, this is for the 10th. Sportscaster Johnny Logan, upon receiving an award. I will perish this forever. Go.
I will perish this forever.
Yep.
What, are you going to perish it and then bring it back to perish it again?
Or shit it out. I don't know.
That could mean that maybe it was an edible award. We don't know. Who are we to judge? JJ Stoner in chat. Butts, still not as bad as sacks.
Boom.
Oh, shit.
I think I need to reset my entire Skype on the other computer and start it up again. All right. This is for the 11th. This is the last one. This is for today. This is a radio show host, Richard Allinson. Allinson. Wow, I can't even talk today. What the hell's going on here? And a contestant for whatever they were doing. Richard Allinson says, what international brand shares its name with the Greek goddess of victory?
I would have to know what the Greek goddess of victory's name is.
Well, the good thing is you have Google, so you can look it up.
Good point.
And the contestant said, after a long deliberation, Kellogg's.
Oh, go. What?
Go.
Kellogg's.
Yes, Kellogg's. I'm not muttering. I'm losing my voice. There's a big difference.
Hello.
Yay, we got D back.
Oh, my goodness. What the heck happened?
I don't know.
And what was this to the god of again?
Kellogg's. What? Oh, yeah. She didn't hear that last part. She didn't hear the last part. Radio host Richard Allinson says, what international brand shares its name with the Greek goddess of victory?
What the heck?
Nike.
Nike?
That's not what the guy said.
All right, Nike. Well, the guy said Kellogg's. Because they're great!
Wait, it's Nike?
Boy.
No, it's not Nike.
It's not even Kellogg's. Oh, well, I guess that's the brand. Never mind.
I know nothing.
Frosted Flakes.
It is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it.
No, it is Nike.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's really Nike. It's
the Goddess of Victory. It's Nike. That's how they got the name.
Sweet.
Oh, wow.
Now I learned something today.
You learned something today.
When the hell did I become the smartest person on the show?
I don't know why they picked her. She looks nothing like a swoosh.
Oh, Jesus.
And what would a swoosh look like?
That's Nike.
Not her.
Yeah, not her.
I have no idea.
So that's our stupid. A little more limber, for fuck's sake.
That's the stupid calendar for today. I really wish stuff would stop breaking and actually work like they're supposed to. Marie, I'm going to pack this chat room just so everyone can give their technical advice. Hashtag helpful Marie. Thanks, Marie. Thanks. You would think as someone with a lot of technical experience that I have, things would work right. No. Why? Why?
Because they never do.
Well,
because none of your experiences have been good ones.
All right, Greg, I will give you that one. Absolutely.
You need to give me shit. I took it.
Yes, you did. And and you're more than welcome to take any more than you need to, by all means.
What shits?
Well, if he wants to. I mean,
this conversation just got weird.
Oh, come on, Greg. You love it.
Not when you're talking in that voice.
Oh, stop that. Yes, you do.
He does that way too well.
That's the sad part. I really do.
Just talking in that voice.
In the mirror.
No,
with
I don't.
Christy's dress on.
Hell no. And Christy doesn't wear dresses.
Oh, that's true.
She hates dresses. Ugh.
Like Sully doing that voice. It sounds like the gay casting director who makes the newbie actors swallow his seed to get a new part.
Oh, gross.
Wow, that was really long.
Like, that producer is the reason John Travolta says things in massage parlors.
And Mr. Carter. Mr. Carter. I'm sorry I'm late for class today, Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter, you know I had to wash my upper lip.
Yes. All right, let's see. JJ's in. He's in the chat room. You think he'll have everything hooked up? Maybe we can get his take on things today?
I don't know if he's going to have it hooked up yet because he doesn't get not lazy until close to his show.
Hmm.
But if he wants to try to hook it up.
I think he should.
Yeah. JJ.
JJ.
Jerk.
Come on the show.
Come on, Stoner.
Yeah, you have two options. You can either send Punchy a message or me at The Sully Show. I want to get your take on some things. And while we're doing that, while we're waiting for him to join the land of the living, I guess you could say, let's, D, where's that dumbass of the week that you sent me? I want to get that done and over with. I want to do the dumbass of the week. So we're going to do this.
You people are idiots.
Welcome back, dumbass.
Dumbass.
Got anything for that, dumbass?
Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses. 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
Yes, that is the one they got through. It is time for the Dumbass of the Week, where we take all those wonderful, stupid people that you talk about every single freaking day and talk about them some more. That's just how it is. But it's that one special one that we love to just go with. So, here's what you do. If you have a Dumbass of the Week of something that you just came across, like an article, a video, you name it, send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Can I submit a dumbass from Friday? Or did we already cover that dumbass earlier in the show?
Well, would it be considered a dumbass or something worse, if there is anything worse?
A complete and utter idiot is a good word we can use for this one. So, I want to know what this week's dumbass, though, is.
All right. Well, this week, This was D found this one, and I didn't get to actually read it, but this is Rebecca Simmons was arrested for allegedly stabbing a McDonald's customer in the butt.
What? What?
I have a correction. Yeah. I have to give Greg credit because he actually found it, and he just poked me on the arm and said, I found that shit.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we work as a team. We both found it, so I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Well, who found the article first?
Greg did.
Ty.
Okay. It was okay. So if Greg sent it, said, you know, you got to send that, then all right. Two of you did. You did good. You did good.
Actually, she said, shit, I still need to find a dumbass for Matt. And I said, here, give me the computer. I'll do it because I'm sick of you whining.
And that's exactly how it went.
Nice. Well, this
what,
one...
What? Shank the butt. I say what? Shank the butt.
You gonna put it in his butt?
Hey, it's that what in the asshole, kid?
South Park. All right, so this... as if fast food wasn't enough. Ha 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 ha. I hate when they do...
I hate those stupid lines.
Ugh.
Hate those news puns. Ugh. It makes me not want to read a story when I see that line in one.
I took a journalism class. They never tell you to do that. I think it's them trying to be freaking hysterical. And
like
they're
them
not.
Putting stupid lines in.
That doesn't even make sense, though.
No, it doesn't.
It's people who write articles trying to like be like witty bloggers, but none of them have wit. They're just cornballs.
Yeah.
Among other things. Well, this is Rebecca Simmons, and if you're in the chat room, I'm going to post the picture in the chat room of what she looks like. That's her right there. And an argument over who was first in line at a McDonald's drive-thru ended with a man stabbed in the butt and a woman on her way to jail. That's right.
She doesn't look like she smokes menthols at all.
Oh, not at all.
And mind you, this is in Florida.
Yes.
How are you fighting over who? Drive.
Listen,
in line
when it comes to a Big Mac, I'm stepping out of Hammy's way, all right?
Yeah.
Simple as that. I don't care if I'm online first.
And she's like a female Hammy.
Ooh. Too soon? Let's go on. The commotion began when Rebecca Simmons, 45, reportedly attempted to cut ahead of Mohammed Abukter.
Oh, boy. Can we just call her White Trashy McTrasherton?
Sure, why not?
That's awesome.
What would we call Mohammed here?
Live in the stereotype.
We'd call him Beardly McTurban Head.
We'll call him Durka Durka Durka.
Durka Durka from Durkistan.
He's 35 as they were starting their Wednesday morning with a McDonald's breakfast in Riverview, Florida. So that's what apparently Floridians do. They go to breakfast at McDonald's.
Could you imagine, though, you're going to McDonald's and you think, all right, nothing bad's going to happen at McDonald's because it's fucking McDonald's. You don't think you're going to get stabbed in the ass cheek.
Marie just put, the food is bad for you going in as it is coming out. Am I right? Absolutely, Marie. Absolutely. Durka 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 complained, causing Simmons to exit her car holding a small knife and punctured the hood of his car.
He was quoted saying, Durka Durka, McDurka Durka, Muhammad Jihad.
Barbecue sauce on the side, please.
With some chicken nuggets, thank you. According to ABC Action News, Durka 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 tried to grab Simmons' keys so she could not leave. She allegedly stabbed him in the right buttocks. He suffered a small puncture and did not require medical attention. Simmons was arrested and brought to the Orient Road Jail. Sorry. I'm sorry. Any jail that says Orient Road, there's a problem.
I believe it's Orient Road.
Oh. Oh, good nice one, Greg. I like it.
I wonder if the people in the Orient Road prison feel so roamery.
Anything is possible.
It's amazing how they all sound like Scooby-Doo.
Or Durka Durka Durka.
Won't we?
Durka Durka Durka. Did not have to go to the hospital, even though he got stabbed in the butt cheek. Durka 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 does not plan on suing
Why
white trash.
Why is everyone so
trash
fucking
trash.
Stupid? Why aren't more people intelligent like me?
Everybody now.
I'm so lonely.
So
so roam we,
so roam we in sad real Rome. Dev no one, just me only. Sitting on
you know I was gonna do it. I mean, come on. There she goes. There she goes. Nobody
wins. Marathon.
Come on. Get it out. There you go.
I wonder though if this white trashy
right back in.
I wonder if this white trashy McTrasherton has Twitter and was like, "Oh my God, I stabbed some Durka 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 America."
Hashtag Jerry Springer.
Marie, I'm fairly certain that's not how you pronounce his name. You guys are being insensitive. Not.
Not. Durka Durka Durka.
Durka Durka Durka. American.
America.
American.
America.
America.
I'm going to get my truck here and go over to McDonald's and get the quadruple bacon cheeseburger, America.
Okay, okay, okay.
Go to 7-Eleven and get the double go, America.
America.
With Coca-Cola, America.
Stabbing Durka's bad, okay.
So Simmons here was arrested and brought to the Orient Road Jail, and she's being charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and criminal mischief with property damage, according to the Tampa Tribune.
Who names these places? The Orient Road Jail.
I don't get it. How about all the, you know, like a state penitentiary or something?
Yeah.
Sounds like a country song.
Yeah! All of a sudden, I have John Denver stuck in my head.
Are you going to burn my John Denver?
Stab me in the butt.
Yeah. Nope. Willie Nelson.
Nope, I'm actually going to play John Denver.
America. Real life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack.
It's America.
To rise early in the sack.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Will a simple kind of life never think about no it. Harm or raising me a family and working on the farm.
My days
think
are all filled
it.
With an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Will I gotten me a fine, I mean, wife? I got me
really?
Old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle.
And breakfast life at McDonald's.
But a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
I couldn't resist. I had to. I don't know why. I just had that urge.
Make the urge.
Well.
Arva's in the chat room.
What?
Farva's in the chat room.
Uh-oh. Farva. No.
What a goddamn liter of cola. I don't want a large Farva.
Marie, my internet is broken. Shut it down. Hashtag hammy logic. Actually,
I'm going to have a sip of my drink right meow.
Meow.
Right,
license
meow.
License and registration. Chicken fucker.
Meow, we're going to move on. So that was our dumbass of the week.
That was perfect.
Meow.
Leroy Jenkins!
That's right.
That was a little loud here, meow.
Just a little?
A little bit, meow.
Could have been worse. Could have been worse.
Meow, let's be serious.
I'm trying, meow. I'm trying. It's just not working out the right way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Meow. I'm just going to randomly meow throughout the whole show.
Meow. We were supposed to do that.
We were. We talked about it last week and the week before.
I want to, like, if there's ever an interview on one of the shows and it's going completely horrible and boring, I'm going to play the meow game.
You mean like what Marie's trying to do on the Friends of MLR page?
Yeah.
She tagged me in it. It thinks it needs all your help, technical advice right about now. More like radio.com/live. Hey, I could always play her Banana Pants song that she posted.
Banana Pants.
Banana Pants.
Should change the name of the radio to ring, Meow ring, Like Radio.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana Pants. Ring, 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 ring. Banana Pants.
Sorry. I'm really not. I'm in a rare form today. Sorry, guys.
All good.
Oh, man. Ugh, no audio, grr. Hashtag sabotage. There better be audio. I'm still connected to everything. I don't even know what's going on now.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Marie goes, banana pants.
Yeah. I love what Royce and Marie have been doing lately with their with their Vine videos.
Yeah.
And I hate the program itself. I really do. I don't like Vine at all. I don't know why, but it's freaking hysterical for what they've been doing. Marie says this is an official MLR message brought to you by Banana Pants. Yes. Oh, man. I never had control today, did I?
Nope.
All right, just making sure.
There was absolutely no control. That's probably my bad.
Red Sox, best show ever. And Marie, yay, Sully is a fan of our Vine videos. I am. They're freaking hysterical. Especially the annoying couple videos are great. They really
careful
are.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, careful what you wish for.
Actually, I'm just finding out. I actually got to go do something, though. So thank you guys for having me on.
Boo! We got 15 minutes left and you got to leave.
I know. I'm being rushed out.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. Do another plug for your show.
Hey, Brain Stew from 8 till Nerd Hour. Also, the Nerd Hour from end of Brain Stew till 1 a.m. I will be hopefully at Tierney's Tavern on September 8th.
Excellent.
Joe, should I somehow be able to get there? tinyurl.com/punchycollege. Have a good day, guys.
See you later. Bye. Punchy, thanks for joining us.
See you on the flip side.
Be on the flip.
And he's out. There he goes. I like having Punchy.
I got something to do right now, too, so...
Yeah, man, I got an emergency, too.
No,
It's in my pants.
No.
Ew!
No. Marie just goes, boo, Punchy can't duck out early. No, he can't. But Marie, if you want to join us for the last 15 minutes, you're more than welcome to. Absolutely. We love when we're doing cross promotions of shows. I mean, after all, JJ Stoner could be on here right now, but he's not doing anything. I'd love to hear his whole take on everything.
I know. He was in here earlier. I don't know what happened to him.
He's still there somewhere, I think. I don't know. Hey, his screen name's still in there. Freaking Ustream. I swear.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that today.
It's really pissing me off. It just keeps telling me I have low bandwidth, and I have plenty of bandwidth. Freaking idiots. Let's see. You know what? I'm completely sidetracked. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing anymore. I really don't. Let's get into the race,
waiting for the Red Sox game.
Let's get into this Shark Week thing here that you sent me. This is a video from YouTube. Mr. Bunky's still there. Well, we know that. Thank you for actually being in the MLR chat room.
Yeah.
I want to say hi to all the guests in there, as well as a new listener, Heather. Hi, how are you? I know she's chilling out. She's in there. Let's see. Yeah, let's get into the Shark Week. This is a video, and this is really cool. This is a cool video. This is one of the things I've been, ambulance.
Oh, I hear him.
Ambulance.
That's from...
No, that was... House.
I know.
Oh, I thought you were saying you heard it because of that.
No.
Oh.
I have my window open to the studio because it's hot in here. So, you know, some nice refreshing air coming in. So, yes, people will hear the ambulance on the recording. Tough. Tough. I need to be comfortable in my studio. Anyway.
Hashtag real shit.
Marie, Shark Week! So, this is a video from YouTube. And let me see if I can... actually get this up. There we go. Look at that. Switch that over so you can actually see me at the same time, which is really cool. And let's check out this. This was a dead shark found in New York subway car. How cool
is
this?
It's creepy.
The New York City MTA has to take a lot of strange things off of subway cars. Last night, they had to remove a dead shark. Somewhere in Queens, riders noticed and eventually alerted a conductor that there was a dead shark lying under a bench on the N train right as it neared Queensboro Plaza. The shark was declared dead and eventually removed and thrown in the garbage. This may sound strange, but even for a transit agency, it's not...
Now, I'm just checking this out real quick here, and I'll show you guys the bigger picture here. That's not a big shark.
No, it's not. It's one that can fit in a duffel bag.
At least.
And or, you know, larger backpack.
It kind of reminds me of one of the CSI episodes where people have exotic pets.
Yeah.
And then they eat them or something like that. Or they use them for sexual things.
Ugh.
Oh, it's out there. Trust me. It's out there. It's
so you want me to return that elephant penis then?
Yes, yes. So let's continue with this video real quick here.
Not the strangest animal problem you could have. In Boston in 2011, for instance, a boa was loose in a red line train for nearly a month. And in Portland in 2002, a coyote was photographed riding the light rail. For the Wall Street Journal, this is Ted Mann.
Is it me? Or does the Wall Street Journal just sound really dull?
Yeah, they're very monotoned.
Marie says, aw, pocket shark. Yeah.
Now, the original one that I saw was the reporter said something about it, you know, just because it's Shark Week, somebody might have, you know, actually went out and got this thing and put it on this bus or train.
I believe it.
Yeah, I could see that. Just because people are stupid like that.
Like, oh, it's Shark Week. Let me go get a, you know, that's a small enough shark where you can catch it, you know, right off in the water.
Marie says, yeah, #Merica, where not even sharks observe Shark Week. It's true.
Oh.
It's true. And I actually can't wait to see the Angry Video Game Nerds top 40 horrible shark movies. That's going to be a good one. I know he's got it up. I want to have James Rolfe on the show one day. That'll be really nice. He's a really cool guy. I've talked with him before. Helped him with some projects. Angry Video Nerd. It's awesome. Awesome! Yeah. Love that guy. But yeah, you know, it's like Shark Week is such a big thing that they don't even show Jaws.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Bunky said it's not in the water, and yes, it's going to be dead. And RKO Boston said, #Megalodon.
#JustSaying.
Just saying.
Daniel said, ha ha ha.
Sharknado!
And then I said, ha!
Sharknado!
Have you seen that?
Oh my god, it's so horrible. It's great.
Oh, that's what I keep hearing.
It's so horrible. It's awesome. It's one of our favorite movies here at MLR. Sharknado. Oh yeah. Supposedly there'll be a
sequel. Check it out.
Supposedly there'll be a sequel. I really feel bad for sci-fi because they make all these stupid science fiction movies, and the acting is just horrible.
Yeah, well, it's because they probably have a very small budget.
No.
I mean,
no.
What kind of knockout show is on that channel?
When you have the money that NBC Universal brings in, you have the option of having a great movie with special effects and great actors.
Yeah, you have the option. Doesn't mean they're going to use it.
Instead, we get someone from 90210.
Yeah.
Nothing against them. But, I'm just saying. I don't get it. I don't understand why they put themselves out to make all these stupid sci-fi movies that are just horrible. It makes Birdemic look like an Oscar winner. And I mean that in a very nice way, of course.
Of course.
I'm just putting it out there. Putting it out there. You know what? I feel like doing something different today.
What would you like to do, Matt?
Well, I'm going to go through the rundown for today. For those that are actually listening live, everything else, I think Mark Out Radio is actually live today. They'll be, Dark Fox will be after us at 2 o'clock, go until 4 o'clock. And then, of course, a repeat of Alcohol by Volume, Leet Speakers, then The Gentleman's Show, repeat of Lust and Love, and then The Masters of None at 10 to 11. No Name Show, and then of course, starting at midnight, 360 on 420, where all hell is going to break loose.
Oh, you know what? And I'm never up that late. I'm really gonna
tune in
tonight and listen to at least the first part of it because I know it's just gonna be funny as hell.
I can honestly say that I'm usually awake at that time anyway. But I will be doing the same. I'll be in the chat room. I'll be checking it out because I have a feeling JJ is just going to explode.
Yeah. I'm just going to bring my laptop in bed and plug in the headphones and just listen to it.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's going to be, I don't even think hell on earth is going to be the right explanation for it. I just, it's, yeah. Yeah. Marie, not all hell, but some hell will definitely chip away.
Yeah.
Yes, we, and I agree with her. We are professionals here. Absolutely. That's why things are going to go, yeah.
Berserk.
Yeah, it's going to be, interesting.
But you know what? It'll be put out of the way. Everybody's going to say what they need to say.
Honestly,
say
I don't.
What you need to say.
I don't even think it's going to be put out of the way. This is going to drag on, and it's going to go for a good, I'm going to give it 2 weeks, the least 2 weeks, but it's going to be one of those things that shit's going to hit the fan, and
yeah.
It's going to be interesting to sit and watch the results. It really is.
It'll be entertaining.
Absolutely.
Which is why everyone's going to listen in.
So check out 360 on 420 tonight, and of course, you know, Mark Out Radio, which is on right after us for all your wrestling needs. I'm sure Dark Fox is going to go over SmackDown and Raw and TNA and some of the rumors that are going around, so make sure you check them out. Marie, drag on? No, it will be swift. Yeah. True.
I think it'll be very, very quick. Everybody's going to say whatever they need to say, get it out of the way, and then everyone's going to love each other tomorrow, and then eat some hay.
I just may.
What do you say?
I say let's have some fun.
Today.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. Good for you. We're dragging, I know. We have a couple more minutes, that's why I'm dragging. It's just... I'm all out of stuff.
I saw Despicable Me 2. It was awesome.
We know you saw it. You said that right last week.
I know. I was just reminding. I had nothing else to say.
Oh. Well, fine. Be that way. Little brat.
I'm just watching the race.
And how's the race going?
Jeff Gordon just crushed his car. He's done. He got into a really bad accident.
Who's the one that just broke his foot?
What?
Who's the one that just broke his foot?
Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart broke
his foot. He broke his leg.
Bummer.
And that was during, like, a nothing race. It was just them out having fun. They do it every year.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Sorry. I missed. I missed. Oh, man. You know what? Let's see. It's 1:57. I want to make sure that we're doing good here. Yeah, I think we are. I think we're good to go for the most part here. So we're gonna do this. Yeah, we're gonna get out of here. Danielle, why don't you take it away?
You can find me on Twitter at DoobieScoops. You can find Greg on Twitter at TexasNotCool, and you can find us on Facebook at DGregMatulis.
That's right, because Greg is actually doing really well with his Twittering.
I'm so proud of him.
You done good.
I didn't realize how much news there was on Twitter.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Which is the only reason why he's on there, and it shuts him up for hours.
Oh, I love my morning poop now.
And of course, you can check out Punchy. I want to thank him very much for joining the show today. It was wonderful. We want to start having other show hosts on the show just to kind of incorporate everybody here at the station, because that's what I want to do. It's my show. I can do it. So anybody who wants to be a part of the show, you're more than welcome to. And of course, you know, cross-promotion is fun. It's good for everybody. You can follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow or at TheSullyShow. It's real simple, real easy. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, facebook.com/TheSullyShow. You can also follow More Like Radio on Facebook and Twitter, at More Like Radio and facebook.com/More Like Radio. You can also go to our new website for our downloads, morelikeradio.org. follow the feed. It's excellent. It'll automatically get downloaded to you and all that wonderful good stuff, because that's what we do. We're here live every Sunday from noon to 2 here on More Like Radio. Markout Radio is up right after us. Have a great day, everybody.
Speed, you guys, I'm getting him.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the mustard.
Screw you guys. I'm going to order pizza right now.